Can we clap our hands for our God? Everybody sing it now.
I'm offering.
Sing it now.
I'm offering.
Look at your neighbor. Look at me very well. Very soon you will attend my wedding. Everybody around you should hear it. Say it and it will come to pass. Say it. Very, very soon. In fact, tell and demote. Tell and demote. 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 Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Be seated one moment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What I want to share with you also is nothing but wisdom. It's wisdom, nothing more but wisdom. Can we read some scriptures concerning the need for you to listen to what I am saying? It is about wisdom, wisdom. Proverbs chapter 4, from verse 5. Proverbs chapter 4. Let me read it from verse 5. It says, get wisdom. Get understanding. I hope you know the Bible is a book of wisdom. The Word of God is wisdom. Listen very well. Amen. When you see an old man, there is an identity of old age. What is the identity? It is gray hair, white hair upon his head. He is a man that has undergone experience in life. Experiences in life. And so, he is the best person to go to get wisdom from. It's not some young boy somewhere, young girl somewhere. He sit down before the old man and listen to stories. Listen to wisdom. Because he is qualified to teach you. He has made his mistakes. He has gotten his failures. And he has seen where he failed. And he has seen where, what to do to succeed in every area of life's endeavors. God himself, one of his attributes is that he is the Ancient of Days. He has wisdom to teach human beings. So listen to these little exhortations we give here and here. Remember that we call this program I Must Marry. I Must Marry program, I have said it several times, it's not a program for people who have problem of marriage to come. It's not a program to come for deliverance. It's just a program for us to look at something you are preparing to enter into. Prepare you for it. Come with words of wisdom and give you proper bearing. And then we bless you. We pray for you. And if in the course of prayers, the grace of God comes down to chase some spirits away from you, we thank God for that. But I'm telling you that you can receive deliverance. A demon can be cast out from you now. But if you lack wisdom, you will still enter a wrong relationship. And so the foundation for a good marriage that you are hoping to enter into is this wisdom we're sharing with you. And this program is interactive. Will allow you to ask some questions. Hallelujah. Listen very well concerning wisdom. And so that you will know why James say, if you lack wisdom, he say you should ask. And he assures us that God giveth wisdom liberally. Liberally. Anything you want to do, there is wisdom for it. All my pastors, Pastor Francis, you can confirm that, and all the ministers working closely with me, I've always said, as a leader, the first prayer point and the prayer point that you pray every day, is ask God for wisdom. Wisdom. If I didn't have wisdom from God, how will a Malam lead Igbo people? Malam lead Igbo people successfully. Amen. There is wisdom I'm using, and it comes from above. I praise God. I'm saying this so that it will be your prayers. Every believer, pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. Pray for wisdom. All our ministers, pray for wisdom. Listen very well. I read it again. Get wisdom, verse 5, chapter 4, Proverbs. Get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, wisdom. Don't forsake wisdom. When you don't forsake it, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. He said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thy head an ornament of grace. A crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. He said, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. In right paths, when thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instructions. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Let me read another one again. I'll read three scriptures concerning wisdom. Proverbs chapter 3. This is the way he put it from verse 13. He said, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And the man that getteth understanding, he said, happy are you. See the way he put it. For the merchandise of wisdom is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than the gain of fine gold. She's more precious than rubies. And all the things thou can desire are not to be compared with wisdom. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that returneth her. The Lord, by wisdom, had founded the earth. By understanding, had he established the heavens. By his knowledge, the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thy eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. Finally, when thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Finally, Proverbs chapter 8 again. Verse 34 to 36. Proverbs chapter 8. Blessed is the man that heareth me. Hallelujah. It's concerning wisdom. Proverbs chapter 8 is talking about wisdom generally. From verse 33, hear instruction and be wise, and refuse it not. He said, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me, findeth wisdom, findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me, all those that hate wisdom, they love death. And we are here because one of the major decisions we take in life is a decision that concerns your marriage. That is, in your life generally, that is one major decision you will take. And that decision must not be taken carelessly. I'm talking now as Christians. Remember that the Christian faith does not permit divorce. Once you get married, it is till death do us part. It's a decision you make when you enter. You will live with it for better, for worse. And such a decision, therefore, must be taken wisely so that you don't regret it. You can make a decision to go to school concerning your education, your future. You want to go and read a particular course. When you start, you may not like it, and then come back again and choose another course and choose another career. You can even decide to follow a particular religion. Later on, you can change to another religion. You can decide where to build your house. Later on, change your mind and build another house. Decide where you want to live permanently. Later on, change your mind. But when it comes to marriage, it is not like that, especially for the believer. That's why from time to time, we should come together like this and talk together and share things that can help us make the right decisions. Very unfortunately, the times we are living in is a period where, for various reasons, people get anxious to marry, especially the women. Either because of age is telling on you, and therefore you just believe you should be in a man's house at this age. Therefore, anyhow, man and man, marriage and marriage, you consider it a reproach that at your age you are not yet in a man's house. And when somebody is in that estate, you cannot easily make the right decision. If it is frustration, anxiety that is pushing you to marry. If it is a pressure from your mother, pressure from your father, pressure from your friends, pressure from your peers, pressures from here and here that pushes you. If you go to marry out of pressure, you are going to enter pressure. You will be sacrificing your pleasure. Don't allow pressure push you to make wrong decision. Praise the Lord. That's the reason why in Philippians, can we read it? Hallelujah. Chapter 4, verses 6 and verse 7. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 and verse 7. Philippians. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, be careful for nothing. What it's actually saying here is, be worried for nothing. Be anxious, anxiety for nothing. For nothing. As a believer, as a Christian. But in everything, this is how you should approach every situation. By prayer, and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. Hallelujah. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. These scriptures are very deep. Shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When you learn to submit all your worries to the Lord in prayer. Always remember also why you must pray and pray regularly. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, it says, in all your ways, it says, acknowledge God. And you can never be prayerful until you recognize God in everything you do. And what is it to recognize God? To recognize God is to put everything you have before you, know that, depend on Him, in short. Just depend on Him. Depend on Him. Acknowledge Him. He said, in all thy ways, He said, and He will direct your path. He will direct your ways. He will direct your life. There's nobody that depends on God totally, demonstrates it, that regrets it. When you submit yourself totally to God, such people don't face disappointment. I am one of those that live a life of total dependence on God. And I can share the benefits of that with you. I said something. I say I am one of those that will never have hypertension because of thinking. When this place was demolished, I observed something, that my wife was putting a close watch on me. She was putting a close watch. She would always check me. She wants to know, hope this thing is not affecting me. And each time she comes around, I'll be laughing inside of me. I say, I know what this woman is feeling. She's expecting me to be worried. Then one day she told me, she said, do you know you're not a normal human being? And the reason is because she observed I was not worried. In fact, I even discovered that during that period of demolition, I preached my best sermons within that period. The best sermons I preached were within that period. When you make depend on God totally, number one, I say, you don't have, disappointment. You don't blame man for any evil that befalls you. You don't. You will always see God in everything. I shared with you, I said that some of you needed to know who this man was when I was in the military. I was too connected to enter that small trouble I enter. Too connected. When I say connection, I mean I was connected. From up, down. Up to the head of state. Down. I was connected to them. So that when that kind of problem come, I was so confused. Even as an unbeliever, when it was happening, I had to tell my wife. I said, there's something happening. I don't understand what is happening. But I think it is me and God. I think this matter is between me and God. Because where you will see me and my boss, everybody knew I was his godson. He was my godfather. And then you can see the vice president of the country calling my boss, please release that boy. Now release him. Baba Nkita took interest in me. And they were preparing me. There's something, when they see something in someone, they get interested and then they begin to bring you up. They place you in certain positions to watch you. Both ways. And I was among those they listed as security risk. They bugged my phones, bugged everything to be sure, because some of us have so much interest that if you want to plan a coup, we wear materials you can use very easily to change government because of our influence. So here was I. They were shooting me up. They shot me up above my mates. Until one day I called my wife. I told her this. I said, I go die early. I said, I don't understand my life. Bill, I said, I'm going to die early. He said, what? I said, I am shooting up too fast. That was the day that the head of state took interest in me. And then, in a meeting we attended, and then I came back, and then certain things, they were saying a lot of things about me. They were already preparing me for certain positions. And I came, I said, something is going on. No. I told my wife, people, when they go like that, and they die early. Bill, I said, I won't die. That is it, me and God. And so, until it happened, and now receive Christ. Then I told my wife, I said, I told you, God's hand was in this thing that was happening in my life. Well, when I came out with all that influence, I expected people to help me. That's where I am going. I had too many friends in positions that I would be better than even when I was in the service. All of them turned their backs on me. All of them. All of them. I mean all of them. You know, when you go, you are seeing them playing with money. But help me now. Lai. And some of them is like, you were thinking that they were friends. They were actually jealous of you. So, say every time, alu, where are you there now? And so, but what I want you to note is this. Anywhere I go, and you refuse to help me, amen, I will just say, it means it's not through you. God wants to help me. God bless you. I turn my way. I go. Not feeling jealous. When you get jealous, you are wasting your own time. You are injuring yourself. Don't depend on any man. Don't depend on any man. Don't depend on any man. Praise the Lord. And always remember, God wants to take the glory. You see, I'm giving you all this because we are supposed to share experiences. Because a lot of us don't understand that scripture that says, be careful for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Be worried for nothing. Every matter, in everything, by prayer and supplications, make your requests known unto him. Apostle Paul, again, he was the one that said it to the Philippians. And again, he told the Thessalonians, he said, pray without ceasing. What is prayer? It's talking to him who can do all things. It's talking to him who can change every situation. What is prayer? Prayer is going to tell what man cannot do, he can do it. Why will you then go and enter a wrong relationship? Why will you go and enter a wrong relationship? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, church, listen, listen. No man determines your destiny. No man can determine your destiny unless you allow that man. Amen. If you are in somebody's house, that is where you are, and he gives you quit notice, and you have nowhere to go. Amen. Don't feel frustrated. Thank him for the period that he has kept you in the house. Thank him. Thank him because your shelter did not come from him. It simply means God has finished using you. My wife was sharing testimony with me because they blocked my account, blocked everything when the little problem came up. Nothing to do, nothing, nothing. My wife was in school. She had to withdraw from school. For the 2 years, I was locked up. And she was just reminding me last week how from nowhere, I said somebody didn't even know will come, and then every month, he's sending a particular amount every month, every month. Another, he said, when that one gets tired and stops, another person will raise from nowhere. Somebody who was a distant person suddenly appeared that time. He had a factory. Had a factory somewhere at Ejigbo. And then just came and met, call her. You're not doing anything now. Your husband was very nice when he was in service. Can you work in my factory? Gave her an appointment in the factory to work. Then after some time, one day, he just called her. He just told her, Madam, don't worry. If you get chance, come. If you don't get chance, come. Your salary, every month, I instructed the accountant, every month, be giving this woman so amount of money. So any day she likes, she'll go and stay there. Any day she doesn't. Throughout the period, until I came out. My own mother, I'm the only son of my mother. I didn't know that when I was locked up, somebody that was far my senior, so we're not close. From Jos to my town, it's 1.5 hours drive by road, if the road is good. Drove one day to locate, for the first time, located the town, ask question, they brought into my house, I met my mother. Mama, you be, hello, mother, I say, yes, I brought my driver to know you. Said, every month, as a particular amount, it was, I didn't know, it was when I came out, my mother was giving me balance in her account that she saved for me. How did you get the money? Told me who was doing it. So won't you see that the hand of God is there? Praise the Lord. All my cares, all my needs were taken care of. Now, I am saying this, that you should acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your paths. Praise the Lord. Now, listen. Listen and listen very well. This is very important. The scripture that says that he that findeth a wife, Proverbs chapter 18, verse 22, it says, whoso findeth a wife, listen, whoso findeth a wife, findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor of the Lord. Whoso findeth a wife, I have every I must marry program, I always try to explain that both man and woman, you have, this scripture is talking to all of us. Who finds, number one, who is the person to look for? It's the man. So it means you will have to find, it means you will look for it. It means it is hidden somewhere. It didn't say, who see a wife? It didn't say who see a wife. It said who find. It means something to locate a wife. There are some efforts that you will have to, you know, make some effort. It's not just to see a woman, because it's not every woman that is a wife material. Now, whoso findeth a wife, it means, sister, hallelujah, that you are also a woman does not automatically make you a wife material. That there are certain qualifications to become a wife. And so also, so it means you will have to, you know, prepare yourself to become a wife material. Because somebody is going to look for a wife, and you should be available. Hey, hallelujah. You should be available. So it means, number one, hallelujah. If he's going to find a wife, it means there are certain qualifications he's looking for a man. So that means you, the woman, you are going to start by saying, what is it that men want in a woman to become their wife? And work towards attaining it. Simple, very simple. Men like women that can cook. Do I know how to cook? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's read one scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 31. Yes. Verse 10. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10. See, another question here. Who can find a virtuous woman? See, for her price is far above rubies. Hallelujah. Who can find a virtuous woman? Hallelujah. He said her price is above the most costly ornament, precious stone, rubies. That is why I say, he that findeth a wife, you have found something more precious than rubies. So the emphasis now is virtue. Who can find a virtuous woman? So what is the meaning of virtue? What is the meaning of virtue? Who will give you the meaning of virtue in your understanding? Yes.
Dignity.
A dignified woman. Yes.
It means good qualities.
Good quality. Yes.
Prudence. A woman with prudence.
Prudence. Yes. Everyone. Yes.
Valuable things. Valuable.
Valuable. What did you use?
They have value.
Value. Valuable. A valuable woman. Virtue. Any brother has another understanding of virtue? Virtuous woman. Hallelujah. Did you notice in all their definition they did not talk about beauty? Virtue there is not about beauty. Because beauty is vain. Beauty will fade. But virtue is forever. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My own definition of virtue is good character. That's my own definition of virtue. The virtuous woman is a woman, layman definition, good character. Because that was what Eliezer used. Brother Ernest made reference to the marriage of Rebekah. Eliezer was sent to go and get a wife for Isaac by Abraham. What will he use to get the woman that will be qualified? That virtue he looked for. He said, let it be the woman that will come to fetch water, and he will ask her, give me water, and she will say, not only for you, even for your 10 camels. He said, let that woman be the one. Let it be the sign that that is the woman. That is the virtue he was looking for. So he's looking for a woman that is of character. The woman that will, you know, will make the husband proud. Character, and character is in all shades. It's in every area. Character is in every area of living, of relationship with human beings. Because you are coming in there, you have a home to take care of, and you have children you will bring up, and you will have in-laws you will deal with, and you have visitors you will deal with, and you will have your housemates that will live with you, and you have neighbors you will live with you. And there must be a character in you that will stand you out in the midst of all these associations. That's why it says character. You must be able to know how to handle a man, no matter what kind of man he is. You must be able to know how to handle your in-laws. You must be able to know how to take care of the home. You must be able to know how to bring up your children. You must be able to know how to deal with your neighbors. Your neighbors, you must be able to know. And all this culminates in, is reflected in the character. The character. It makes up who you are. Makes up who you are. There are some of you that cannot keep a friend. One friend. You can't. If you cannot live, have a friend or friends around, it will be difficult for you to live with a man. It's the same reason. Because one, you are intolerant. Two, there is something about you that just two of you cannot go for long. Something will happen. And always, the fault, according to you, is not always yours. It is always that person. And the fault is with every other person you meet. The one you met here, you separated. Now you fall. You jam another one, you separate. Now you fall. You jam another one, you separate. Now you fall. Because you have no ability to maintain a relationship. And if you cannot maintain a relationship with your female friend, I am telling you, you will not be able to maintain a relationship with a man. It's character. It's character. It's character. Hallelujah. It's not just, I'm talking to even the men too. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Why do some people have friends? There's something about them that attracts people to them. Is it that they are not offended? They are offended, but they have the wisdom to manage every group of characters. And they push along. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They push along. The one that is hot-tempered, they know what to do when they are around such people. The ones that are saucy, they know what to do, what to do. They know the limit of every man. They are the type that when they are married, finished, they know how to manage their husband. They know how to manage. And people will never know, hallelujah, that the two of them may not even be compatible, but she's walking in keeping. But there are some people that after marriage, those are selfish people. You want people to bend to you. You cannot bend to another person's own. This is how I live my life. This is how it should be. This is how it should be. This is how it should be. Me, I can't take nonsense. Me, I can't take nonsense. So, I can't take nonsense. I cannot take me, I can't take nonsense. Yeah, come to my house. I can't take nonsense. And every human being has nonsense to give. Because nonsense is a relative terminology. Somebody's normal life may be nonsense to you. And you that you are saying nonsense to somebody, it may be you that is nonsense to that person. Oh yes. Praise the Lord. I am teaching somebody wisdom. Hallelujah. I want somebody that will say, your mama doesn't like me. After you marry me, your mama will like me past you. But there are some of you that, during courtship now, the mama not like me. The mama not like me. Eventually you marry. You say, the mama not like me. I don't say you not like me. There's nothing I will do where you go like. So, cuckoo, why do I waste my time? Anything what I do. Anything what I do. Now lie. You are supposed to say, mama, you will like me. You will like me. I will do everything to make this woman like me. Praise the Lord. It becomes an assignment for you. This woman, my in-laws don't like me. I know why they don't like me. It's because they think that I am from Imbise. And Imbise people, Imbise, sorry, I am connected to Imbise, that's why. Imbise, I know. Imbise, Imbise. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know one mistake so many of us make? One mistake so many of us make is that you think that a man will marry you because you are beautiful. Your beauty will attract the man to you. But what will keep that relationship is your character. Hallelujah. It's your character. It's your character. He said, who can find... Let me x-ray that scripture again. Let me x-ray that scripture again. Proverbs 31 verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? It says, for her price is far above rubies. Listen, so many young girls in this age, instead of displaying character so that it will become the attraction for marriage, they are displaying themselves as sex symbols. And it happens even among Christians. That is why you see them dress anyhow on the streets and even going to church. There is a write-up that one of my colleagues sent to me that I find very useful. Listen to this post. Listen very well. Two young ladies arrived at a meeting wearing clothes that were quite revealing their body parts. Here is what the chairman told them. He took a good look at them and made them sit. Then he said something that they might never forget in their life. He looked at them straight in the eyes and said, ladies, everything that God made valuable in this world is well covered and hardly to see, find, or get. I repeat the statement he made again. I repeat. He said, ladies, and I'm talking to ladies listening to me now. Everything that God made valuable in this world, anything that is valuable, is well covered and hardly to see, find, or get. Where do you find diamonds, the most costly precious stone, deep down in the ground, covered and protected? Where do you find pearls, deep down at the bottom of the ocean, covered up and protected in a beautiful shell? Where do you find gold, way down in the mine, covered over with layers of rock, and to get them, you have to work hard and dig deep down to get them. He looked at them with serious eyes and said, your body is sacred and unique. You are far more precious than gold, diamonds, and pearls, and you should be covered too. So he added that if you keep your treasured mineral just like gold, diamond, and pearls, deeply covered up, A reputable mining organization with a requisite machinery will fly down and conduct years of extensive exploration. First, they will contact your family, your government. They will sign a professional contract, wedding. And they will mine you professionally, legally marry you. But if you leave your precious minerals uncovered on the surface of the earth, you always attract a lot of illegal miners to come and mine you illegally. Everybody will just pick up their crude instruments and just have a dig on you, just freely like that. Keep your bodies deeply covered so that it will invite professional miners to chase you. Praise the Lord. I agree with him. Some of us have given no value to womanhood. Your body parts that should be sacred, you are displaying them every time. So, illegal miners will come because it is in the surface of the earth. So, you can just bring one shovel and dig it, and dig it. And then, you know, all the crude instruments, they will use it illegally, illegally, illegally. All the men, they are not ready for marriage. And they see you, and they want to take you to bed. What are they? They are illegal miners. And it is because you display yourself. You did not cover yourself. You did not protect yourself. In this period of internet and all this nonsense, if you see what they use the social media to do, the man is at the other end. He's telling you, I want to see how you look like. Then you naked yourself. Then he's seeing you. He's seeing you. To you, it's not fornicating now. It's not touching me now. It's only seeing you now. I want to see. He's an illegal miner. Before you can see where I am located, this precious pearl, this diamond, number one, you will fly down. You will do exploration. You will sign the legal deeds. Then you will bring professional equipment. Oh, glory be to God. Because I am precious. You won't just come. Hallelujah. Amen. You won't just come to me and then tell me, come now, will you marry me? Will you marry me? What are you using to propose to me? There are people that propose these days and just on phone. Come. I want to marry you. I go marry you. It's because he has no value. Value. One brother, one minister was telling me how he proposed to the wife that he finally married, the sister in this church. He prayed and fasted that this girl should not say no. Should not say no. Oh. Oh. He went. I've forgotten what he bought himself. He said his heart was in his mouth. Hey, may this girl not refuse. Oh, may this girl not refuse. Because she was precious. He saw her of value. He made a ceremony of it. He didn't just call her, "Nay, come, Igbo man." after service, that sister, come. That tall one, come. And then the sister is coming, thinking maybe he wants to ask him something. Maybe one ask him, where did they sell him book? So I go, sure, where he did. Then he come. Yes? He say, what did me that your name, self? The sister go say, Cho. Even the ones, some of them where I know for this church. Cho. You ask him for my name. What's the problem? Why they talk like this? It is psyche. They look you. See the true way you wear. See your faded cloth. Now me, inside your heart, they say Holy Ghost fire. Then to worsen it, you don't marry. Are you engaged? I serious, so. I serious, so. Brother Zoe. Hey, Zoe, please, just, we just want to know something. Can you tell us how you went about engaging your wife now? How did you engage her? How was the day you proposed to her? The day you proposed to her. Tell them, these brothers need to learn something.
Okay, praise the Lord.
Come forward and talk to them.
And a long story. Okay, praise the Lord.
Exactly how it happened, where you did it.
That no be doctrinal issue, so.
It's not a doctrinal issue. I'm talking of how eventually, the day you proposed to her, we want to know how it was done.
Okay, praise the Lord. The story is long anyway, but I know that the truth is, when the Lord finally opened my eyes to make me know that my wife has always been before me and I didn't know, you know, after a lot of doctrinal issues, and I saw that I have already been attracted to her, and every day I kept dying inside. Every day I go to die inside. I say, one day I went back home. I discovered that each time I go back home, my mind is in the church. And then I also discovered one thing, Sana, something where you don't know before.
Talk, make I hear.
You know, I discovered that then doctrinal issue was still going on, and she was one of the people doing doctrinal issues with us. If I come to church and for doctrinal issues and there is no doctrine and she's not around, that day doctrinal issues no go home. He no go home. So that day, you know, Gabriel and Osarod, that they were doing this for me. Mona no vex, so. I'll just say, come. You people are not ready, John. Una no study. Una no study. We don't have enough cameramen. Doctrinal issue, no go home. Or if he hold that day, I no go flow. Then, at times, I'll say, come. You people should call her now. Call her so that she'll come for doctrinal issue. They'll say, you call. I say, I know if he call. Make una call. They've been wondering why, but they didn't know why. And that's how it continued. Then I noticed that it's like she, I said, you sure say this? They never noticed. Say, I don't they like her. That's why she did dodge doctrinal issue now. She kept dodging. I kept trying my best. Then one day I went home. As I reached out, I couldn't call myself. I sat down. I said, Obinna. And I answered again, say yes. Then I said, you go die here, yeah, oh. Then I answered again, say not true. And then I now said, better open your mouth, talk, oh. Now as I pick the phone, as I hold phone, I pray, oh, Mona, yeah, now. I pray, oh. I pray, say, Lord, I want to expose what is in my heart now. So help me, Lord. After praying.
Fire. A brother is learning from you now.
After praying, I prayed, then when I picked the phone, I called her. You know, at times I like cracking jokes, so she thought it was the normal me, cracking of jokes. She called me, when she picked the phone, she said, Shena, doctrinal issues. I said, no be doctrinal issues. This one, past doctrinal issues, though. Prayer, because as an intercessor now, I said the best way to is to use my talent for her. So that I'll just cause any problem. Say, no, I want to pray now. Any talent when I get more, they use her more. If I go to mountain, I'll just call her. I'm on the way to the mountain now. Any problem, prayer point. You know, and then I discovered that a time came, she started dodging my calls. I suffer, or daddy, I suffer. I go call, she no go grip pick. The more they call, the more she no go pick. That day, I go kill her battery. So she was like, which kind of brother be this one safe now? When I picked the phone and I called her that day, I said, please, oh, sorry, there is something, no, it's like, I'm liking you. And she said, I should stop that. I said, no, serious, I'm liking you now. And the way I'm seeing it is like I'm going crazy now. You say, brother, spiritual brother. Praise the Lord. So, well, I said, so this one not be my normal joking. I'm serious now. As a day here, I don't be crazy. So, listen, she said, okay, I said, okay, that's not something we'll talk on phone. So that day, we came to church on Friday. I said, today, no go pass me by. I was in the church, I was on the minister's seat, but no be me day there. That is self, man, pulpit. Nobody know waiting they happen. I rush go. She was, there is this networking she's into, Shonke. I don't get money, but I look for money for Shonke drugs that day. the money I had that day was finished. So I said, hey, please, do you have Shonke? She said, yes. That drug cost, though, one like this, one of the pack is 6,000 naira. Eh? I said, bring two. Said okay. So while I was in the church, I begged Gabriel, say, please, brother Gabriel, help me tell sister asking for our doctrinal issue, sister. Now doctrinal issue, I go talk now, nothing else. Say, hey, that please, that drugs, I need it now. Gabriel went to tell her. So me, mommy, no, this one, no. The moment Gabriel went to tell her, she said, okay, that she went to the office. As I stood up to go to the office, now mommy says, one thing, just pick mommy, come out from chair. They go. I say, God, I no go again. No. I waited, after some time, when mommy left, and for me to go back, she has been waiting for me. She waited and left. I said, which kind of Satan be this one? I say, Lord. Father, but before then already, I didn't want to go to other because already I had known that this is my wife. I have prayed and God has confirmed it clearly through several means, through other vessels, through a lot of ways he has spoken to me. So I knew. So now but I was only going to confirm it physically. Spiritually it's been confirmed, but physically, now war. Whether you get the confirmation, you have to also look for money, buy drugs. So...
buy her market.
So eventually I went to the office. She was not there. I called Gabriel again. Gabriel said, wait. I said, Gabriel, I beg. Go help me tell her. I said, day here now. When she came, I sat down. I said, the drugs, uncle? He said, drugs there. She brought anti-aging. I said, oh, yeah, bring her and come. Two, she brought. Money will get done finish. Oh. She showed me other ones. There is another one. This tea with Ganoderma. I said, that bring. I brought more, another tea again. Then after that, while I was doing that, I was busy waiting for people in the office to go. In case if they want to disgrace me, they know disgrace me where people did. Because when they left now, and I said, hey, but wait to my just talk through. Waiting carry me come, no be just shonker. That thing will tell you for phone. I'm serious, so now I now entered into my serious mood. And then I switched into my preaching mood. Because preachers get anointing. I entered my preaching anointing. And then she sat down and she was looking at me. I said, in fact, no be like, I love you. I could remember she said, excuse me, do you know what you mean by loving me? How can you love somebody you have not known? I said, serious, so you know I'm a man of God. I'm not going to lie. I'm not lying. And sincerely, I love you. This is not like. He said, I spoke and she was just looking at me. When I finished, she said, are you sure? Has God spoken to you? I said, God, don't tell me. She said, I said, okay, no problem. She said, no problem now. She, I've heard you. I have not prayed. I will pray. I said, yes, thank you. And I left. But there's something she told me later on. She said, I should go and thank my stars. That she's thanking God that day that she did not misbehave. Oh, that when I was talking to her, she was just looking at me saying, God, waiting give this boy the audacity, the impetus to come. Not any other thing, bride assembly minister, to come approach me. So she said she was just preparing what she will use to finish me that day. But she said, thank God she didn't do it, because she said if she had finished with me, if I see her coming like this, I will change my direction. I said, thank God you didn't do it. So she said, nobody dare tries it. Say, Say she felt so embarrassed. And she was just looking at me. But she said each time she thinks of that thing, she will go back and say, God, thank you that I did not scare my husband away. So I guess that should also be a lesson to our sisters. Say, thank God I did not scare my husband away. That if I had done it, this brother, if he see me, they come like this, he go change direction, go the other side. So when I said it, he said within her, she was just saying, this young man doesn't know that he is making the greatest mistake in his life. He told me, after some days, after that day, I they wait for a reply. I don't know, say he need to pray anything. Because he has concluded, say, it's impossible, he can't even walk. I go, hello, shalom, how you day? I'm fine. Has the Lord spoken to you? He said, I told you I am praying. The answer alone made me not to ask again. I said, if he go ask, spoil him. So I just kept on going to God. But she said, each time I ask again, there was a time she just opened up. She told me, I'm sorry. It's not possible. I said, serious. She said, it's not possible. Don't even go there. It's not even possible at all. Then I said, okay, no problem. And I went back to God. I said, but God, you confirmed to me through every reasonable means that you are my wife. That is my wife. But look at what she's saying. But the truth is, I did not relent. I will not forget when she eventually said, okay, I'm still praying that day. Money.
Wait first. So how... all this story now, the day you proposed now.
The day I...
How...
Okay, how I now...
How... We want to know the story of your proposal.
Okay. The thing still...
Where?
Yes, the thing still joined. The proposal itself joined with one serious... Give what empty my account to... On her birthday, there are some things you have to do. Because on her birthday, the day her birthday came, I went to empty my account. When I emptied my account, I entered Swatch shop for Sulere. I said, today. Hey, now today. As I did go, they said, today. Now, I was crying though. My money was finished. Today, now today. With cries in my eyes. I entered Swatch shop, bought a very expensive Swatch watch. And then went there and Joe not even know anything that happened that time. I said, Joe, I beg, help me give your sister. He said, doctrinal issue birthday. I said, yes. When I gave it to her, I was waiting to hear thank you for where. He see me the next day, no too like say somebody give and give. I say, Jesus, what kind of problem is this one? Give what I spend money, cry, empty my account, buy very expensive. It was after how many months she now said, wow, I saw your gift. I said, don't they walk? Oh. Say, the only person that can give me that kind of gift is pastor. I say, hey, I don't catch. You know, but to the glory of God, one day, when she now said, okay, the Lord has spoken to her. It took God to, came to God. There is something I did that I will not say. I went to God and told God, God, she said she's your daughter. Only you can talk to her. Go and talk to her. I will not forget that day she was in Port Harcourt. God left here. God told me to do something, which I did. It was a secret. God said, you say it's my daughter, Abi? Yes. Okay, now since you said it's my daughter, do this. The moment I did it, I called her and said, Theo, you are my wife. She was still laughing, but 2 days after, she called me and said, God has spoken to her. I was so happy. I was very happy. I will not forget that day. I now prepared on the day I wanted to propose to her. I told her that, please, I would love to take you out. She no agree. I said, please. She said, I don't. The devil way to that thing be say, the day when Monica enter my hand, it don't be late. She said she does not go out in the evening. I said, and I even have one made the thing said to. He said, never, impossible. I begged Taya. When I begged, she eventually said, no problem. On that day, Satan wants to spoil my work, the whole road block. I said, which kind of problem is this one? Which devil? The whole road, the whole door was terrible. Everywhere blocked. But before then, I had already gone to Protea Hotel, where my younger sister works there as, you know, a duty manager. So at least I had an upper hand. I went there ahead of time, spoke with her, told her, please, so now my life be this. She said, she was just happy. Say, hey, my big brother don't want to settle down. So you are no more a boy. I said, yes. I now met with their restaurant manager. She had access to meet the girl. She told me. The girl came and then we sat down and we began to plan so many ways on what to do. So we planned and planned. There was one she came and told me that I can come there, we'll just sit down, then I'll drop the ring in the glass. I said, you want me to swallow my ring? Come give me this ring. She said, okay, there is an expensive cake they can bake. After baking it, they'll just open up that cake and put the ring in the cake. I say, if you chop, come no chop, reach the ring. Come, wait here and want to. So we kept planning and planning, and then eventually we came up with a plan. So that fateful day, she wanted to go home. That is getting late. I beg, tire, pray, tire, fast on top. I don't chop, but I come they fast afresh. She came. We eventually went to Protea. Everything was already planned. The moment we entered, the way they received us, the Protea at Maryland, if you know Protea at Maryland, yes, they received us. She was like, wow, now wow. But you know, the funny thing is, when you are taking somebody, you know, that is exposed out, you really have to do everything to sweep that person off her feet, because she's conversant with places like that. So it's like, oh, wow, I've been here before. I say, hey, you don't come here before. I say, he said, yes. So, okay. we sat down. Daddy, they carry on God well. There was nothing new. So we sat down and they gave us one corner. We were busy eating. They gave us one wonderful ice cream. We were busy scoping the ice cream. I already knew what was on ground. Everybody was just waiting. After the ice cream, they came up again with the menu and asked for the next recipe we wanted. We ordered for that. Now, when we ordered for that, the next thing was they just brought one plate covered, beautifully covered. Already there was this beautiful candlelight everywhere, beautifully decorated. So she was like, wow, wow, wow. But the plate they brought was covered with a stainless cover, beautifully covered. So she said within her, when I asked her, she said she was wondering. She was so curious to see what those people had in that place, that she loves, you know, seeing new things. So she really wanted to know what was inside. What was inside? Not knowing that what I had actually inside was her, was my engagement ring. You know, and please, I want to advise my brethren also, if you want to buy engagement ring, go and look for gold. No, go buy G away, go fade. I made sure I went to look for gold ring so that it will not fade. I placed there. When she eventually rushed, because she really wanted to open it. When she opened it, she closed it back. When she opened the place, she closed it and waited for some time before she started opening it slowly again. So I asked her, when she opened the first time, what happened? She said she felt that so many things were going on within her mind within a few seconds, just within the split of a second. Say, are you sure we didn't make a mistake? What is this? Is this a dream? So many questions were in her mind. That was why she closed it immediately. And then when she started opening it, she saw that it was really an engagement ring. So the moment she did that, all the staff of Protea just stood up and they started clapping. And you know, when you go to where enlightened people are, you know, be the one where you go carry your wife to go, your fiancé to go engage them. You carry and go, Mama.
Mami Market.
Mami Market. Say you want to go engage them. No duam. Or you go Mama and Koli shop. With the response you will get there is, Nana, wow, it's in the world. It's nice. Don't do that. You know, when you get to where enlightened people are, you also see the response. All the people that were there that came for, you know, that came to do one thing or the other stood up. All of them, all. Some businessmen that were on their own stood up. That's where Emirate crew lodge. The one at Maryland, Emirate crew lodge there. You know this Oyibo, they like all those kind of things. Come and see Oyibos. So she was confused. One American man, I speak American slangs by force. One man that was very close to her said, wow, man, that's wonderful. I said, yo, man. So that was it, and that was how to pick the ring, and everybody was just clapping that, marry him. Our voice is plenty now.
They were telling her, marry him.
Me, I was like, as I picked it again, anything can see happen. He never said to the last moment. I was saying, Lord, na crowd be this, so I picked it again. But she said, definitely, if she wanted to say no, she can't say no in that environment. And that was how to ask her to marry me. And
clap your hands now. God bless you. This is not for the sisters, not for brothers. So it's for brothers. Not this one, you stay crudely and say, nay, come. My virtuous woman, her prize is more precious than rubies. Hallelujah. Some of you are so cheap. Some of you, now go ask the man, hey, Emeka, what is your intention, sir? Hallelujah. We're sharing this to learn something. Amen. To learn about virtue. Let me tell you, nobody wants to marry a prostitute. There is, your appearance matters so much. That will attract the kind of people that will come to you. Within the church here, people are watching you. The way you appear, the way you talk, the way you behave around, somebody from somewhere is observing you. So put on, you know, a posture that can be attractive. Be attractive, not just in your appearance, also in your character. Praise the Lord. I have a few advice here. Number one, in choosing your life partner, don't risk your fate. Make sure it is not a marriage that will cost you your fate, your eternal destination, your relationship with God. Again, be sure that the person you want to marry, you want to engage to, loves you, and you too, you love that person. And there must be evidence of love. The evidence of love was your persistence despite her rejection. It showed that you were serious. It showed you were serious. It's not the gift. But at the same time too, evidence of love is that you will give. You must give. Love is expressed. Love is not with the mouth. I love you. 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 There was a risk that Brother Ernest took from his testimony of how he met his wife. Brother, don't take that risk. For a long time, he was showing interest on this girl. He deliberately did not give her anything. He was watching, he was observing. While he was saying that, in my heart, I was saying, that is risky. If I were also after that girl, my kind of person, and we were age mate, and I was going for that girl, and you were already there, I will use gifts and take her away from you. That is certain. I will use gift because I will finish that girl. Her heart will be with me. You will need to show proof to her that you love her. Give gifts, so express your love by the kind of gift you give her. Don't sit down because the girl will think you are stingy. So I'm just telling you now that it was very risky. He wanted, that is his own way of making sure. He didn't even disclose to the girl that the house was his own house. He built the house. He wanted to see whether that girl was humble enough that we come to him. Me, if I'm the one, I want to assure the girl that she's secured when she comes to me. See that house? Now me get her. I have two cars. I'm not lying. See the papers here. See now my name there. Follow me to my shop. See my shop here. When I met my own girl, I assured her I'll take you around the whole world. Anywhere you want to go, I'll take you around the whole world. Of course, I didn't need to tell her. She saw me. I was an officer. She needs assurance. If I didn't do it, another guy would carry her and go. So learn to give. Praise the Lord. Learn to give an expression of love. Let there be evidence. And it must be reciprocal. The man must prove it, the woman too must prove it. And please, again, note your revelations. When you get engaged to a man, God talks to all of us because it is something that will affect your life. You will be seeing outward. God, who knows tomorrow, may be showing you something contrary. Or he may be giving you confirmation. Don't discard it. That is why. And the only way it does is if you pray over it. Don't just get dictated by your feelings. Also, commit it to the Lord in prayer, and he will direct your path. Please, before you eventually marry, let there be courtship. The courtship period is a period to know each other, to confirm what you are seeing, to know whether you can bear this character, stay with this character or not. Discover one another's weak points, strong points, and see whether you can cope or not. And if there's anything you cannot cope, don't patch it. Break it. Just break the courtship. Sit down and say, you know, this thing cannot work. You get hot temper. Myself, I get hot temper. Two of us. Nobody is fire extinguisher. So let's talk through to ourselves. This thing cannot work. One has to be fire extinguisher. So when the fire is on, you go quench them. Praise the Lord. Some of us have had breakages in relationship in the past. The first one came, it broke. Second one came, it broke. Sometimes, take a study. What is it that breaks this relationship? Sometimes the fault may be yours. Be sincere to yourself. What was the complaint of this man? What is the complaint of the second man? What was he complaining about? And if you notice it's the same complaint, then you should address that area of your life for the next, against the next relationship. Don't take things for granted. And please don't say it is a demon that is disturbing me. Chase that demon away from your life. Chase it away. If your problem is anger, do something over it. And always notice that no man wants to marry a hypocrite. Sister, no man wants to marry a hypocrite. You know how easy to detect is a hypocrite believer? Is that he met you in the church. And he didn't know he was putting you to test. And tried to sleep with you. And you gave in. Some of them can even take advantage and sleep with you. Once he has sex with you, it is over. He loses regard for you. He sees you as a hypocrite. I thought he's a believer. The same thing where they get do with those guests outside, and the same thing here. That is how, why some of us, you know, lose relationships. Some of us are unnecessarily demanding. Buy me this. Buy me this. Buy me this. Buy me this. I need this. I need that. Why will you be so demanding like that? You are scaring him. You are saying that you are too expensive to maintain. You run away. Have you known his income? Have you known his income? In this church, I am aware that that is some sister's problems. Now that's the truth. That is the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the truth. Another thing that men don't like is a nagging woman. A woman that nags. Everything, you nag over everything. Waiting happen. Waiting happen. Did you call me yesterday? Yesterday, how many times you call me? Now you know where you go, where you don't call me. You say you love me. You know, call me. Little thing like this is still quarreling over it. Not talk to me. So every day the man is treading carefully. Make I not offend this one again today. Because for three days, and so I go they beg. Waiting I do again, Nkechi. When you knock like that, you are scaring the person away. Because the person does not feel free around you. If they talk to me, what do they look? Who do they look? Who is the answer call? Who be the person? Give me the phone, make I see. Give me your phone, make I see. Make I see who you talk to. When you do that, it is even evidence you are not sure of yourself. You have no confidence. It's a bad character. No man likes it. I'm also aware of men that do the same thing. Men own is worse. May you not have a nagging man in the name of Jesus. Hey! Their own is worse. Let him call you, and then you have two missed calls. The third one, you pick it. Yeah. Where were you? Who were you with? Where are you now, Seth? Why? I call you, didn't pick the call. Why? Wahala don't start. Men do that. Why will you do that? You're not considerate at all. Generally, women don't pick call. The first call you call, they know they pick them. The reason is, it's inside their bag. They never hear why they ring. Every woman, am I correct? Those of us who are married, am I correct? There is no woman you make the first call that she will pick. It is either it's inside her bag. By the time she zipped it, then all the nyama went inside, and they find where the phone is. You don't ring two times, cut off. Before she will pick it. And she may pick it and she has no credit to call you back. So she's hoping, waiting that you will call back. And you dead there, they vex. No, you shouldn't do that. Or she's in the kitchen. She may be in the bathroom. And the phone is in the sitting room. And it's ringing there and she didn't hear it. And she didn't even check whether there was a missed call while she was in immediately she says, hey, Ikechukwu don't call me, I'm finished. He called you, then you did that, they knock. I told you, are you sure I can marry this girl? Are you sure I can marry? Do you really want to marry me? Okay, where are you? Why did you not answer me? Okay, why didn't you call me back? How can you live in a relationship where you're not free with each other? It's suspicion. You are so much suspicion because you yourself, you have no confidence of yourself as a man, that woman cannot have a better man than you. And any man that cannot feel like that in a relationship with a woman, something is wrong with you. I have never believed that my wife could find a better man than me. I had that confidence. After the 5 years, there was a 1 year period that there was a break. And women who are proud, of course, marriage was not her problem. And so when she stopped hearing from me, she cut off. 1 year after. And within that period, my heart was in another girl. But this time I kept comparing them. I said, Kai, I went to Lagos. Better than this one. Kai. Eventually, I staged something that the girl vexed. So, not be me break, now she break up. But now me stage up. so that she's not going to say I disappointed her. But my heart, by the time I drove back to UCH Ibadan, where my wife was schooling, she saw me after 1 year. I went to the girls' hostel, they sent for her, she came. Who is this? Said, Nami. Where are you from? I've come to continue where we stop. No, I'm engaged now. I said, forget it. There will be disengagement. She was looking at me. Collected my team back. Praise the Lord. I've always believed that, I'm not saying that, I don't have that feeling. Wait till that man go give that woman where I know if he give her. With assurance, will you give her of love where I know if he give her? And you must have it. And to start with, there are many fishes in the ocean. Correct? So why are you bothered too much about one? If you lose them, go and get a fish. Praise the Lord. That's my candid advice for you. Hallelujah. So take note of what made that relationship to fail. And it may be that you face certain tests. When that young man invited you to his house, I know of a brother that did that. He scattered his house. Made everywhere scattered the house. The bed unkept. It ate, put plate where it don't chop finish for top, you know, in this the dining table. And then the girl was coming, he left the house. And the car, I'm in front of your house. He said, yes, the door is open. Go there, I am coming. And then she entered there. And then he stayed away for a long time. Kept calling, please, I'm coming. Please, I'm coming. It was a test he was giving her. And then he came later and saw the girl fold her leg for one corner. Everything. Then she was sitting there and said, oh, please, hey, I'm sorry. My house is scattered. I'm sorry. Please. He said, you should let to keep your place clean now. And then she was sitting down there. The guy was cleaning everywhere, arranged everywhere. Boy went to the kitchen, cleaned his plate. She was sitting down there. He went to the fridge, brought drink for her, gave her, and she drank. And then he came again and carried the empty something and went and asked her, will you eat something? He said, what do you have? He went to the kitchen, brought food. She sat down there. He chopped finish. She sat down there. He stood up, carried the plate again and went out there. And then as he was seeing her off, in his heart, he said, Azuma, come marry this one. He told me this. That was the end of that relationship. The end of that relationship. You're not a woman. Even if it's not a man that will marry you, even if now your senior brother house, even if now your junior brother house, there's something about a woman, orderliness, that you display. You will display it. You display it. You go and sit down and eat. Then they are clearing the plate. Then they remove leg self. Then they see, they remove leg. Then you sit down. Ha! And then when you finish, the man say, no, marry again. Pastor, please pray for me. I cannot lose this one again. I cannot lose this one again. This one, the marriage, he's not calling me again. I don't know. This is always happening. I know there's a curse in my family. There is no curse. Anything. You have no character. I'm not character. Praise the Lord. And trust. The girl wants to trust you. The boy wants to trust you. And if you are not truthful, how will he trust you? You are not truthful. You lie. Nobody wants to live with someone that you cannot trust. So you must, give the person confidence that you can be trusted. Tell her the truth. Tell him the truth. Don't hide anything. If there's any reason something happened that made you to have a child out of wedlock, confess it immediately to the person. Before the relationship, I want to marry you. Please, before you say you want to marry me, let me tell you, I have 2 children out of wedlock before I gave my life to Christ. Say it without apology because I love my children. I made a mistake, quite all right. Their fathers rejected the babies, but I decided to keep them. Simple. And if you leave, he'll not call you again. He say, go. You're not the one God has ordained for me. Pure and simple. Don't make the mistake of hiding it. Then he discovers by himself, he will not trust you. Don't make the mistake. Then you marry, get him married, and then later on, he say, when we reach the bridge, we shall cross it. Some bridges you can't cross. Because you feel you deceived him. And every marriage in deceit can be broken. He will return you again back to sender. Tell him the truth. Be truthful to one another. Praise the Lord. Finally, please, before you finally agree to marry, please, I want to advise. There are certain medical reports, medical status that should be determined. Genotype. So that you don't have problematic children. Make sure the two of you are not ASAS. You will most certainly produce SS C-class as children. They don't last. It's trouble you are bringing. Why will you do that? Also, I want to add this today. One of the reasons why you marry and you stay for long looking for fruit of the womb, one of the major reasons, the problem is always from the man. Low sperm count. That comes as a result of infections. During your courtship period, please, you are sure you agree you want to marry each other, please, let the man go and have medical tests. Fertility tests. So that if there is any infection, he can start treating it. Because if he marries you and he has an infection in him, he's going to transmit that infection to you. It's STD, sexually transmitted diseases. And before you know what, the same infection that's attacked his reproductive system will also attack your own. So, before you start to meet, let him begin to address some medical conditions he has before he comes in. It's an advice that every single brother and sister should take. Know your HIV status. Some people hide it. Or some people may not even know. Insist that you go to a doctor, you know, a medical lab. Be sincere with yourself. Or you do your HIV test. Me say, do my own. Oh yeah, the day you collect the result, all of them, we go together, stay before the doctor. That is number one. Now you bring this doctor, now your doctor, oh yeah, Muku, go my own doctor too. The result must tally. What if you go behind, go bribe the doctor? So you do it, be sure that it's HIV, and then what do you call it? Sperm count, and what again? I mean the genotype. Genotype. It's very, very important that you take this. At least you can begin to attack that as Christians before you marry. Get that sorted out. In this church, remember that the fact that somebody has HIV does not mean you cannot marry. Because HIV is It's a condition that can be managed for life. If properly managed, according to medical advice, properly managed, properly managed, you can live the rest of your life with HIV virus. It is so I'm not telling you that